It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, March 26th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Thanks for joining me. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Boy, it's nippy today, 37 degrees.
Light traffic, good speeds on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Growing frustration for a Farmington family as they wonder if their loved one still has COVID-19 or not. They say their son has been released from quarantine, but they can't get him tested to see if the virus is still in his system. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Maria, Jaron Erickson came down with the virus weeks ago during a ski trip to Colorado. His mother, Inger, says he was informed with that his friends had the virus after Jaron was already feeling better. And she says the health department told him he was no longer under quarantine, but she doesn't know if he's in the clear.
He's totally healthy, and we don't know if he still is testing positive for COVID. He didn't have any symptoms when he was originally tested.
She says her son had headaches and fatigue, but none of the symptoms mostly associated with COVID, like fever, coughs. Officials say testing people who are not showing symptoms, though, can actually bring inaccurate results. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The first shelter-in-place restrictions in Utah have been implemented in Summit County. Former Governor and Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt is in favor of a statewide policy being enacted rather than separate county restrictions.
In my view, it would be better to have a uniform policy. You could carry that to another level of extreme and say, well, then shouldn't we have a national policy?
Leavitt adds that Salt Lake County shouldn't feel pressured into enacting a shelter-in-place restriction just because Summit County took that step. Rather, he says, it's always best to rely on the most updated medical statistics and recommendations. People across Utah are shocked by the announcement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that all temples are closing. Engaged couples, those preparing for mission, and people who normally attend the temple are wondering what they'll do now. Deseret Book CEO Sherry Dew tells Dave and Dujanovic that there are a lot of uncertainties about the decision.
I'm sure that as many missionaries as they can put to work, they will, and some might have to wait. I mean, it just seems to me that that might be the math of the situation.
Church members with additional questions are encouraged to contact their bishop or stake president. No, you aren't crazy. The ground was shaking again this morning after the earthquake last week. The U.S. Geological Survey measured a 3.2 aftershock around 10:12 this morning. Another smaller quake came about 10 minutes later. The Utah Division of Emergency Management says that these types of small aftershocks are normal following a larger quake. Our top national stories this hour from ABC News. There are now more than 37,000 coronavirus cases in New York. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky reports officials are scrambling to expand hospital capacity.
As an onslaught of serious coronavirus patients threatens to overrun hospitals here, Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state is trying to find 1,000 more beds in each county in and around New York City.
You cannot get the curve down low enough so that you don't overwhelm the hospital capacity.
Cuomo said the state has also approved a plan to split ventilators between patients. It's not ideal, but the governor said it's workable. Aaron Kuchersky, ABC News, New York.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her members are ready to take up the $2 trillion aid bill that passed the Senate late last night. She says the bill was a good compromise and expects House members to come together to pass it.
We will have a victory tomorrow for America's workers. If somebody has a different point of view, they can put it in the record. But we're not worried about that.
The bill offers financial assistance to workers who have been badly hit by the social distancing measures needed to curb the spread of COVID-19. The bill also boosts funding to hospitals and will give a check to hundreds of millions of Americans. More than 19,000 Utahns applied for unemployment insurance last week. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Nearly $4 million in benefits were paid by Utah's Workforce Services last week. But the director of the Unemployment Insurance Division, Kevin Burt, tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic he doesn't know when the peak will happen.
We continue to see a significant volume of claims this week.
Burt says the unemployment fund currently has over $1 billion to help those out of work get through these tough times. People laid off because of coronavirus should visit jobs.utah.gov/COVID-19. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The U.S. Attorney General announcing drug charges this morning against Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro and other government officials. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman.
Maduro and the other defendants expressly intended to flood the United States with cocaine in order to undermine the health and well-being of our nation. Maduro very deliberately deployed cocaine as a weapon.
The State Department also announcing a $15 million reward for information leading to Maduro's arrest. Powder Mountain Resort is opening today for uphill skiing and hiking. Normal ski operations, as well as lodges and other buildings, are closed right now. Resort officials say ski patrol will not be on hand and avalanche mitigation is not taking place. They're asking people to not congregate in groups of more than four, and they urge anyone feeling sick to stay home. Visit Powder Mountain's website for more information. Coming up on KSL, are you getting enough sleep? Health experts say it could help protect you from coronavirus. And a look at your noontime drive.
A good drive on the freeways, but restrictions are in place for both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
It's nearly time for the much-anticipated 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen at home. Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
As springtime approaches, it means it is a great time for you to get out and replenish your yard and garden with the nutrients it needs. And that means I'm back with Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. It always starts with Replenish Compost, Greg, but you guys have so many other great products.
We do. We carry about 20 different products, five different kinds of bark, some soil blends, certified playground chips, different sizes of gravel and sand. Everything is top quality, and it's something that we will load for you as you pull your truck or trailer in, or we can deliver it.
Mike, the other attraction for me is you're centrally located in the valley, but as Greg just said, you'll do the loading on this end.
Yes, that's right. It makes it really easy and fast for you to come in and get material, and then you can get onto your project.
Get in, get out in a hurry at Replenish Landscape Garden Products and get your yard looking beautiful for the new season. Replenish Landscape Garden Products at 4660 South 200 West in Murray, online at replenishcompost.com, or you can call them at 801-262-5142. Remember, Replenish, it's good stuff.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story, a Farmington family is frustrated now that their son was released from quarantine after contracting coronavirus. They say they are unable to have him tested to see if that virus is still in his system. The Centers for Disease Control says getting enough sleep has many health benefits, including boosting your immune system. Good Morning America's Michael Strahan has more on the that three out of four of us who aren't sleeping, especially in these stressful times.
I wake up every morning at 3 a.m.
I was up till 3:30, couldn't sleep last night.
In these anxious times, we need sleep more than ever, and we need our immune system as our ally to maintain our health. A study led by the University of California at San Francisco found that people who slept less than 6 hours a night were four times as likely to catch a cold when exposed to a virus.
Sleep is thought to both help fight off infections as well as help you recover from infections.
Another study finding that proteins are released in your sleep, which help your immune system attack and kill cells infected with the virus. To stay healthy, experts advise adults to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and kids get at least 10.
Sleep has a really important health factor that I think is up there in the pillars of good health with things like diet and exercise.
Experts say taking a hot bath every day has relaxing benefits, including lowering your blood pressure. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's MyStyle Check-In with Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
If you're making your way along I-15, north or southbound along the Wasatch Front, right now you have a good drive in front of you between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Now, I am seeing some heavy and slow traffic along 5600 West, both directions from I-80 down to about 1300 South. But overall, it's a nice and quiet drive on the valley, whether you're on the freeways or main secondaries. Spend family time learning about the Savior and helping children prepare for Easter with the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, just $19.99. On sale now at Siegel Book and SiegelBook.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
No showers tapering off. Temperatures in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 37 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, telemedicine isn't only for humans. It turns out pets can use it too. We'll go in depth right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
I've got a deal for you that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've probably heard me with Jeff Kaplan talking about the importance of servicing your furnace and air conditioner at least once a year. We usually charge $99 to tune up your furnace and another $99 to tune up your air conditioner, but today, Thursday, March 26th, I'm offering to tune up your furnace and air conditioner for only $49. That's $149 savings. Just call Any Hour Services right now and schedule 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. If you want to get your furnace and air conditioner tuned up for $49, you need to call right now while you're thinking about it. 801-443-7400. Now, I'm not talking about $49 for the furnace and $49 for the air conditioner. I'm saying you pay $49 and we'll service them both. 801-443-7400. Again, this deal is only good today, Thursday, March 26th. So if you have questions or want to schedule, call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future. I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/4abetterus.
If you see news, we always love hearing from you at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Make sure you text us safely. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The first shelter-in-place restrictions in Utah have been implemented in Summit County. Now the question becomes whether more counties will follow or if a statewide policy is coming. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, two small aftershocks shook the Wasatch Front this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says the first at 10:12 registered 3.2. The second was a 3.0. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
No accidents on the Valley freeways, and you also have good speeds there, but 5600 West has seen some busy traffic, particularly on the northbound side from California Avenue up to I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers tapering off in the mid-40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And the temperature now up to 39 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Cases of the coronavirus continue to rise around the country as testing expands nationwide. There are more than 75,000 confirmed cases. Of that number, 37,000 are in New York State. New York State's Governor Andrew Cuomo says his immediate concern is saving lives, expanding hospital capacity to handle the flood of patients that are just starting, and making sure there are enough life-saving ventilators for patients.
Almost any scenario that is realistic will overwhelm the capacity of the current healthcare system.
The governor says he's also working to shore up the economic health of the state, which has lost billions so far in revenue. In Louisiana, also seeing a spike of cases and deaths. There are now more than 83 deaths. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
The state has imposed stay-at-home orders, but was it too late?
It's sort of like a slow-moving tanker on the Mississippi River.
Governor John Bel Edwards.
You've got to start turning way ahead of where you think you need to in order to get to your destination.
Edwards is rushing to create hospital space, even using hotels in the short term as the number of infections rises. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Chicago, a 42-year-old man who survived COVID is speaking out about his experience.
It feels like you're getting beat up all the time. And then the coughing, you know, becomes pretty violent, just exasperates the pain that you feel in your body.
Michael Bain says he went to the emergency room and did not know if he would make it back home. Federal prosecutors announcing a reward in a drug-related case involving Venezuela's de facto president Nicolas Maduro and also three other high-ranking officials.
Maduro and the other defendants expressly intended to flood the United States with cocaine in order to undermine the health and well-being of our nation. Maduro very deliberately deployed cocaine as a weapon.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman of the Southern District of New York. They're also offering a reward. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Telemedicine isn't just for humans. Veterinarians are now treating many of their smallest patients via webcam. ABC's Becky Worley has details.
This is our dog Akamai. Frisky and playful, but yesterday he stepped on some glass and cut his paw. So I placed a FaceTime call to Dr. Shlomo Freiman.
This is Akamai
of remote pet medicine group Petriage to try and get some help. He was running on the trail and he must have stepped on glass because the little pad right above his dew claw on his front paw got sliced. Normally a call like this would necessitate a previous relationship and physical examination from the vet. But these are not normal times. The FDA now loosening regulations, so vets like Dr. Freiman have more leeway to help us.
If he was my patient, I probably would have given you some solution, possibly remotely, that you can do at home.
For those who own pets that have ongoing medical conditions, this vet access is critical.
Well, he's got what's called a pulmonary edema.
James Nakatsu and his 8-year-old terrier, Isa, have been using telemedicine for a while.
Being able to do this through chat, through photos, and even video is a great plus.
And another change, the FDA allowing veterinarians to prescribe drugs without direct examination or making visits to their patients, which will limit human-to-human interaction. The American Veterinary Medical Association does say pet owners should start by contacting their own vet and communicating remotely with them.
Other veterinarians are offering contactless service. Owners drop their pets off at the front door with a staff worker and then speak at the doc to the doctor by phone. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
So far, so good on your Valley freeways where we've had no trouble and very light traffic. 5600 West also seeing the earlier slowdowns breaking up both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. No accidents, but we do have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Spring is here, and now is the best time to get a jump start on a healthy lawn. Stewart's is Utah's number one local lawn care company. Green lawn, weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
I'm keeping in the mid-40s with the scattered snow showers coming to an end. Partly cloudy tomorrow in 46, and then warmer for the weekend. Clouds on Saturday, 50, 53 with clouds on Sunday. Partly cloudy and warmer on Monday. We're up to 57. Sunny on Tuesday, 61, and more sunshine Wednesday, 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it is 39 degrees. And I'm taking a quick peek of the markets, and hopefully things stay the way they look right now. Another positive day for Wall Street with the Dow up right now by 808 points. A complete update of your money news coming up at 12:25.
Can you sing?
Come and audition to be in Joyful Notes, a high-talent group of LDS singers.
Record and film in a professional studio with music and film producer Kim Eggington.
Sing on YouTube, in concert,
and on the radio.
The best new Joyful Notes singer to be discovered in auditions will win $200 and be featured in a YouTube music video.
Dream big.
We're mostly junior high school, and college age, plus some adults and elementary kids. Auditions are low pressure, friendly, and fun. Book yours at joyfulnotes.me. That's joyfulnotes.me.
We're like Pentatonix plus Studio C plus Mini Motab on YouTube.
It's so much fun!
Weekly masterclass rehearsals in Layton or Midvale teach advanced vocal technique, pitch, harmony, stage presence, acting, sight reading, choreography,
and singing great solos.
Book your audition now at joyfulnotes.me. That's joyfulnotes.me. Tuition is $100 per month. All faiths are welcome. Not an official organization of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The 7 physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. People working on the front lines of the coronavirus can get free coffee at Starbucks. The coffee giant is offering a complimentary tall brewed or iced coffee to police, doctors, firefighters, paramedics, and nurses every day until May 3rd. U.S. Airlines will no longer serve beverages on flights less than 5 hours to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, and several airlines will no longer seat people in the middle seat to give passengers better separation. McDonald's will no longer serve breakfast all day, at least temporarily. The fast food giant says that they are streamlining their menu during the coronavirus epidemic in order to simply kitchen the operations for employees still on the job. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is currently up by nearly 850 points. That's an improvement about 4%. It currently sits at 22,045, S&P 500 up by 98, and the NASDAQ is up by 260 points. Two healthcare workers at St. Colby Puckett Center for Healing are inspiring people to stay safe with a smile and a song.
Stop spreading the germs. It's not here to stay. Because we are a part of it, the quarantine.
Okay. We all need a chance to laugh and smile. Now, the song, of course, is set to Frank Sinatra's classic New York, New York. Lyrics include, if you're to make it here, must wear safety gear.